He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. Sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. One more time. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, oh, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He's sweet, I know. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for being a sweet God, a wonderful God, a merciful God, a kind God, a way-making God, a strengthening God, a merciful God, a kind God. We thank you for being God alone, for you are mighty, you are great, you are awesome, you are magnificent in all your ways, you're glorious in all your ways, and so we look to you. David said, I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We thank you because the God that we look to, God sits high and looks low. The God that we look to, the God that we look to, the God that we serve is a mighty God who never fails and never falls short of his glory. And so, God, as we come together this morning for our early morning prayer, we would like to thank you, God, for sparing our lives and allowing us to see a brand new day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and since you made the day, God, we can rejoice. We can rejoice knowing that you are our keeper. We can rejoice knowing that you are our strong tower. We can rejoice knowing that, God, no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper, so we can walk in authority. We can walk in victory. We can walk under your anointing, and we can walk under your in your power on this day. And we definitely, God, need your power. We need your glory. God, after a wonderful service last night, God, we got home a little late. And I don't know about anybody else, but my body is a little weary. My soul is a little tired. But I thank you for, God, that you have blessed me to see this day. God, I could have went to sleep last night and did not wake up and was not able to open up my eyes. Or I could have been unable, God, to lift myself up or lift myself up to get up for prayer this morning. Or, God, I could have went to sleep, God, and didn't wake up this morning in my right mind, didn't know where I was at. Oh, God, I could have woke up in a place, oh, God, of non-protection, oh, God. I could have woke up in a place, oh, God, under bondage, oh, God. Or I could have woke up somewhere, God, confused, oh, God, unaware, God. But, God, that's not my testimony this morning. But my testimony this morning, oh, God, is that you have blessed me to see another day. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad, God, that you spared my life. I'm so glad that you had mercy upon me again this morning. I'm so glad that you had a purpose and a plan for me to fulfill for this day, God. And I'm so glad, God, that I'm in a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, I'm in my right mind this morning, God. And God, I have a soul desire, God, to bless you and to magnify your name this morning. God, I thank you for your mercy, God. I thank you for your love. For it's your love, oh God, that was able to overcome a multitude of sins, God. When sin was deeply, oh God, stuck in my body and stuck in my mind and had me in the bondage and had me under shackles, you came in and you freed me, God. You delivered me, God. You set me free, God. And you have allowed me to become a part of your chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God. Your people, a peculiar people. And God, I'm thankful for that today. And I'm thankful for how you've kept us all day long. You've kept us and sustained us each and every day, God, as we take, as we jump into day 24 of our fast and our consecration. God, I thank you, God, that as we've been going through this this district meeting, God, I've heard that we're not the only ones putting our flesh under subjection. God, the world, God, the nation, God, the land, God, is going on the 50-day of pilgrimage to Pentecost. God, that's something that our national church, oh, God, has called for. But, God, certain churches have called for a time of fasting and a time of consecration. God, because it's our desire, Lord, to put our flesh under subjection, put this carnal mind and these carnal thoughts, God, under subjection, to cast the devil's strong will out of our way, those strongholds that he has inside of us, to cast them out. God, and so God, we need you to work your work in us, God, while in a jet day, God, while we are submitting ourselves to you, God, we need you to loose every chain, break every shackle, God, God, loose every tie that binds, oh God, those things that have caused us to run short or fall short of your glory, those things that have prohibited us, God, from moving forward in you, God, we need you to remove those things out of the way, destroy them, God, and to take us higher in you in the mind. In the name of Jesus, we say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way, because we're not doing this fast for no reason at all, God. It's not that we're doing it just to be seen or to be heard, God, but it's we're doing this so that we can move forward in you. God, it's my desire, and I've said this over and over again in our prayers, that God, I desire that you take each and every one of us higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm looking for a greater anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm looking for a closer walk with thee, God. Hallelujah, God. I'm looking for, God, a higher calling in my ministry, the next step in my ministry, God. I'm looking, God, for you to anoint me, God, to be, oh, God, the evangelist of all evangelists, God. I'm looking, God, for you to help break strongholds in the lives of your people, God, that we would be able to come together and accomplish the great work that you have for us, God. Oh, God, a great sacrifice, God, yields great results, God, and it requires a great sacrifice, God, for us to be able to get the results that we are looking for. And so, God, honor our consecration, God, all that are putting flesh under subjection, God, honor our consecration, God, stir us up to pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, honor our consecration, God, help us to draw nigh to thee, God, to get a better relationship with you, and we get better relationship, God, with you by studying your word, God, by
by praying, oh God, by putting flesh under subjection. Oh God, we need you to do these things, God, that we may draw closer to you. Because, God, I want to be reflective of you in every area of my life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every area, God, I want your glory to be revealed, God. I want your light to shine, God. I, God, when I speak words, God, I want to speak as the oracle of you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, with wisdom and mercy and compassion, oh, God, in kindness and meekness and gentleness, God. I want your spirit to exude up out of me, God, and so I yield to him. I yield to the Holy Ghost. I submit to his will. I submit to his way, and I bless your name today, for you are a good God, and you hear the cries, you hear the prayers of your people, God, and we thank you, God, because you've given us another opportunity to fulfill your purpose and your plan for our lives. We thank you from the word of God last night, from our bishop, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that he told us yesterday that it's only a test. It's only a test. And when we fall into situations and we fall into trials in our lives, God, we're not giving the devil any more credit. We're not giving him any more recognition. But, God, we're in your will, God. And when we're in your will, God, you don't allow anything to come upon us. God, when we're faithful to you, when we're obedient to you, when we're submitting ourselves or in submission or under submission to you, God, you don't let nothing come on us, oh, God, that you don't approve. And so I thank you for counting me worthy, oh, God, of the trials that I'm in right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for deeming that I'm able to do those things, oh, God, that you're not putting more on me than I can bear. God, I want to say thank you this morning, God, that you will never leave me in the midst of trials. That you'll never leave me in the midst of tribulation. But God, your word promised that you would be with me forever, God. And so, God, we know that this is only a test. Oh, God, and tests are coming or come. Oh, God, tests come, God, to make us stronger, God. Tests come, God, to build us up, God. And tests come to prepare us for the next level that you have for your glory, God. So let your glory be revealed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we fast, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now, God. Let your blood wash and let your blood cover. Let your blood nourish it, God. Let your blood make whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, cast out every stronghold, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood. It's the blood that covers. It's the blood that heals. It's the blood that delivers. It's the blood that set free. And so cover us and sanctify us and purify us in the blood of Jesus. Right now, God, we want to go higher in you. And so we're willing to go through the test. Job, oh God, he had double for his trouble. He was a sanctified man. He was a man of honor, a man of distinction. He was a wealthy man, God. He wasn't a figment of our imagination or a person that was just written in a novel or a short story, oh God, or a fictional story, God. He was a fictional story, God, but he was somebody real. And we can pattern our lives after him, knowing that when trials and tribulations come our way, as long as we're in your will, God, our lives are going to be in your hands. And so, God, if we're outside of your will, and I have to pray this, God, because I don't know where everybody is at right now. But, God, if we've fallen outside of your will, if we found ourselves to be unfaithful, if we found ourselves to be out of place, God, get us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to get on board, God. Help us to get on board because this train is headed for glory. Hallelujah. This train is headed for glory. And, God, I don't want anybody to miss the mark. I don't want anybody to miss the appointment. I don't want anyone to miss the schedule, God. So, God, get our hearts and our minds in line with you and get on board, God, for this train headed to glory, God, because I am determined, oh, God, to take us higher, God. I am determined, oh, God, to drive the people towards you, God, and to let them see your glory, God. And so if I have to be the praiser, God, I will be the praiser, God. If I have to be the worshiper, Lord, I'm willing to be that, God. Whatever it is, oh, God, that will help lead the people to you and to get us before your glory and to get us before your presence, I'm willing to do it. And so, God, honor our commitment today. Honor our fast today. Yesterday was some awesome set of scriptures, God. Help us to be good stewards. Help us to be wise like you. Help us to use your talents and your gifts and the finances that you've blessed us, God, for your glory. Bind the spirit of stinginess. Bind the spirit of, oh God, disobedience. Forgive us as we have fallen short, God. And God, put us on a straight and narrow path that your will might be done in our lives and that we may line up with your will for our lives. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Bless the service later on tonight, God. Bless Bishop Thomas with safe traveling mercies onto his next destination. God, I believe he's going to Eastern Shore. Bless Mother Hawkins tonight. Let the women show up and let the men show up. Let me take that back. Let all of us show up so that we may celebrate a great woman of God and be a blessing to her. And God, hear what thus saith the Lord. Bless us this day. Keep us all day long, God. Let us have a praying spirit and a worshiping spirit all the day long. And we'll declare your name high and low. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for tuning in this morning for our early morning prayer. I have to give a shout-out to Mother McCowan. She drove all day yesterday to make her way here for the latter part of the district meeting, so keep her in prayer. She's a little tired this morning, or I'm sure she's tired and off schedule. So pray for her today that God will bless her and strengthen her and honor her commitment, honor her sacrifice. And then I pray for you this day that God will bless you, that he will reveal himself mightily on your behalf. Know that God is there. And whatever you say to him, whatever you cry out to him, whatever you declare, he tells us to speak life and not death. And so I speak life into your situation and that God will grant you favor, peace, and strength on this day. May heaven shine upon you and God bless you. Bye-bye.